On KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County, and welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's Monday again, and another gorgeous day here in the Bay Area. I've got a lot I want to cover today. You know, it's a silly season, election season, and we've got politicians running around out there saying all sorts of boneheaded things. And, I here's the thing. Politicians are what politicians are. They're going to tell you anything they think you want to hear in order to obtain your vote. Now, whether or not what they say has any bearing on the truth is totally irrelevant to them. All they're after is to try to convince you to vote for them. And the part that offends me most is that some of the things they come out and say, they know that what they're saying is not true and that some of their ideas are not possible, but they're assuming that you are stupid. And that's the thing that should offend each and every one of us. When a politician thinks that you are so stupid that you will believe whatever drivel comes out of their mouth. Now, I'll give you a prime example of that. Last Wednesday, I wanted to stop at Bi-Mart over in North Bend, and there was a truck there with big 4x8 sideboards on it that said, vote for Katie Eyman for county commissioner, which is fine. I mean, you know, all politicians are entitled to campaign. But then on these signboards, it says she will protect our clamming, our crabbing, and our salmon. And I thought, now, who is stupid enough to believe that she's going to have anything whatsoever to do with clamming, crabbing, or salmon? That's all handled at state level by ODF&W. A county commissioner has very little, if any, say in it. The most they can do is call up one of the commissioners and ask them to do something or not do something. But that's as far as it goes. The final decision rests with them, not with county commissioners. So here you have a candidate that's assuming that the people are so stupid that they don't understand how the system works. And there's a multitude of other examples. I listen to radio a lot since I'm on the radio. And I hear all these commercials for various candidates. And the commercials, now, this is true of both sides of the aisle. They only tell you half the story. They don't tell you the background on what they're saying. And oftentimes, the facts of the situation are totally contrary to what they're promoting in their commercials.
You know, a good example of that is when we had the Bandon Marsh expansion going on.
Right.
And then they caused that huge mosquito infestation, which really hasn't gone quite away. It's a lot better. But then during the last election 4 years ago, John Sweet went around bragging that he's the one who fixed the problem and he didn't have nothing to do with it.
No. But he's the one that gave us the mosquito farm.
He's the one who gave it to us. In fact, he capitulated with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And I heard he's still working with them behind closed doors. And they plan on coming out with a smaller expansion for that marsh coming out next year.
And didn't people say they didn't want any expansion?
Did John Sweet ever listen to the people? If he would have, he would have put that urban renewal vote on the ballot.
And the Second Amendment.
Amendment.
Yep. So here we have an office holder that's repeatedly ignored the will of the people. And then he campaigns and tells us all the wonderful things he's done. One of the things that particularly strikes me In the voter's pamphlet and in his commercial, he's touting about how effective he's been with economic development. Well, let's just take a look at what he's done with economic development. He's the one that set up this private corporation that's going to take tax what would otherwise be taxpayer dollars from Jordan Cove and give millions of dollars, millions,
right?
Possibly as much as 15 million.
So it's a non-governmental organization that's going to be dealing and
that has no accountability, no transparency,
right,
and does not answer to the public.
Right.
He wants to give all that money to them. Now, of course, if you look at the board on that, it's all his cronies.
Right. All the people who are supporting him. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wants to give them our money, basically, to do with as they please, and we the people have nothing to say about it.
Right.
That's basically what he's doing. And then he was crowing about SCDC.
Oh,
South Coast Development Council.
You know, that's one of those non-governmental organizations who's done absolutely nothing.
No. They've created two jobs.
Oh, you are right. For what, the president and the vice president of the group?
Well, the director and his secretary. They created two jobs.
Right.
But other than that, I haven't found any jobs that they've created after millions of dollars of private and public money going into this group. They haven't done squat, and Sweet's proud of that.
And remember, when Sandy Messerly was in charge of SCDC, she's the one who was pushing that mining company that went to Messerly and Cam Perry and Bob Main when they were commissioners and asked them to give them a huge tax break. And after they gave them that huge tax break, they fired everybody and pretty much went under.
They went out of business, yeah. Yeah, that's John Sweet's version of economic development. So if you like that, be sure to vote for him.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everywhere you look, and did you notice both Sweet and Cribbins, everybody that's supporting them are members of the establishment.
Yes, they're either with the Bandon Chamber of Commerce, or they're with one of the business, it's not an actual business, but a business group that's supposed to promote economic development, which, by the way, is silly because the business that comes in here, that's the economic development.
That's right.
And, you know, you go back 30 years ago, most of these non-governmental organizations didn't exist because we didn't have the money flowing into them that we used to, that we've allowed to happen over the
right.
last 30 years. And now we've got this corporatist system where we're using these NGOs to funnel money from public entities into private business, and it's wrong when we're using this, and they're calling it capitalism.
Yeah, why are we giving public money to private organizations? That's not the way it's supposed to work. And that takes us to it takes us up to a time we got to take a break is what it does.
Oh, it's that time again. Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to take a break here. If you'd like to join a conversation today, you can give me a call here at 541-267-2124. I'd love to hear from you because your opinions and your observations, when you come right down to it, are a whole lot more important than mine, because you folks listening are the people that own this country. I'm just a guy that talks on the radio. I have my opinions, of course, and I base my opinions on what I can prove as fact. But a lot of you out there are a whole lot smarter than I am. I know I talk to people every day that's smarter than I am. And I'm really impressed with the quality of people that listen to this show. So if you've got some viewpoints or want to get something off your chest, give us a call, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter in your rearview mirror and summer around the corner, it's time to consider upgrading to Goodyear tires. And now couldn't be a better time. With Goodyear soaring into summer savings event from April 1st to June 30th, you can get up to $160 back on four select Goodyear tires. So stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I just heard the ad for Hole in the Wall Gun Shop, and I talked to Kenny, the owner, this morning. He had hip replacement surgery here a couple weeks ago.
And we still haven't found out what they were replaced with.
I need to ask him that.
Yes.
Yeah, what did they replace your hip with?
Yeah, hopefully wheels. That'd be cool.
Anyway, he had a doctor's appointment this morning, and the doctors released him to go back to work. So beginning tomorrow, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop will be open their normal hours, Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's back to business as usual. Just wanted to get that out there because I know a lot of people stopped by when he was only open limited hours. And
Mother's Day is coming up.
Mother's Day. Yeah. Maybe your mother needs a new gun.
New gun. Or he's got a lot of jewelry in there. So that's.
He does. And maybe your mother wants to take classes, get her concealed handgun permit.
There you go.
Yeah. So anyway, beginning tomorrow. And we do have a caller holding online. We have Lee from North Bend. Lee, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, it's nice to be back, Jim. Hey, I've got two issues, okay? One concerning what you were just talking about with John Sweet and other parasitic bureaucrats. And I'm wondering, how do we discern that? Because, like, with judges and this kind of thing, it's hard to find out what kind of affiliations they have, you know, who they're attached to, what their true beliefs are. You know, you just get, like, this blather, like what you're talking about with John Sweet. You know, I've been wondering seriously because of the amount of advertising he's been doing, you know, what kind of a real commissioner it would be. Okay, so if you have any ideas about where we can go to find out about judges, about the various kinds of bureaucrats that we vote into positions of power, that would truly be appreciated. Okay?
Okay, well, the best I can tell you, judges are very difficult because judges are all attorneys, and attorneys do not publicly talk bad about one another.
Right.
And the only thing I can give you is a guideline. This is the way I do it. I look at who's supporting and who's opposing.
Okay.
That tells me quite a lot right there.
You're following the money.
Well, I'm following the money and I'm following the agendas.
Okay.
So you can tell pretty well what a candidate's like by looking at who's supporting and who's opposing them.
And on that note, we have Brett A. I think his name is Pruce. I don't want to really mispronounce
right.
that one because I'd get in trouble. But yeah, he's a Democrat in the line of Governor Brown
right.
kind of Democrat. And the guy who's running against him, I just met him down here at the flea market on last Wednesday, and I've met him before, and he's a really a good guy. And the thing was, he was at the League of Women Voters forum. And he was talking about some of the questions they ask, and one of them was, what do you do, you know, what social groups do you belong to? And, you know, and of course, Bruce, because he's a 9-to-5 guy, he can join all the groups.
Yeah.
And the other guy is a working attorney. So he said, I don't belong to any groups because I'm too busy working on cases. So, you know, I think he's the better candidate because he's a Republican.
Is that Monsa Broughton?
And that is Monsa Broughton.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, I have one other question also. Actually, it's something I've been thinking about for quite a while. I've taken an oath of service twice in my life, once for the military, the U.S. Navy, and once for the Department of Corrections. Okay, I've also taken oaths of service for about three different unions. And those oaths basically specify that I'm supposed to uphold the Constitution of the United States, first and foremost, okay?
Right.
And I'm wondering, you know, I want a survey of, like, law enforcement and soldiers to find out how they feel and what the reactions are going to be when these laws that we know are unconstitutional are passed. I mean, it's our duty, per, you know, our constitutional oath, you know, to not basically follow these laws. You know, we have people in positions of power, elected officials, take an oath of office and evidently don't care about their oaths.
Well, we've got two commissioners that have demonstrated that more than enough for anybody to understand, both Cribbins and Sweet.
Right.
They were against the Second Amendment affirmation ordinance.
The resolution and the ordinance.
And they wouldn't even put it on the ballot for the people to decide.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. And it's like, what are the positions of the people who have to enforce these laws? You know, what are they going to do?
Well, you know,
because if somebody comes up to my door and says, you know, we're going to confiscate your guns, and it's like, that's the wrong thing to say.
180 grains at a time.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. These are things that, you know, I know most people don't really understand this, but these are things worth dying for. You know,
this
country.
You're right.
We have too many ancestors who have given their all.
Well,
and we just seem willing to just throw this all away.
Yeah, you know, you ask about police. I know a number of police officers, and I talk to them regularly about things like this.
Right.
And most of them, now, not all, but the vast majority of police officers are all in favor of, you know, adhering to the law.
Sure.
And when it comes to unconstitutional things, just about all of them I know are conflicted right now because, number one, they took an oath to enforce the law,
right,
and they took an oath to support the Constitution,
right,
of the United States and the Constitution of Oregon. And they're being put in the middle. If any of this nonsense comes to pass, they don't know which way to go. Do they adhere to their oath of office? Or do they go out and try to enforce an unconstitutional law, which none of them want to do, but
right,
they're like everybody else. They need their job. They've got to feed their families.
You know, Jim, I've been going all over the state trying to pass that Second Amendment preservation ordinance.
Right.
And right now we have 12 counties who have filed and successfully certified that ordinance to be an initiative.
Right.
Douglas County is pretty soon going to be putting it on the ballot through a vote of their Board of Commissioners. Now, I've talked to Sheriff Hanlon. I've talked to the Sheriff of Harney County. And this is just recently. And I had a long conversation with the Sheriff of Jefferson County. And I'll tell you what, these guys are very conflicted, but they refuse to uphold any laws that are unconstitutional. And they say they're not going to do that in their county. They are going to refuse. And because they have a Second Amendment preservation ordinance, they're going to stand by it. In fact, that was going to be my big news because the gentleman from Harney County, actually it was Grant County, the sheriff of Grant County wanted to take a version of the Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance, and he was going to file the initiative, but a judge told him because the sheriff was part of the law,
right,
he wouldn't be able to do that,
right,
without any.
He has no standing.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a huge problem. So these guys are conflicted, but they're saying they're not going to allow it. And the only ones they know who would enforce it is the state police. And the sheriff of Jefferson said he knows the state police, and he says none of them, they would retire before they would enforce this.
Yeah. Good. So
okay, realistically, if they want to have some kind of a rally of support, get it aired, get it out there. I know a lot of people who will jump all over this, and, you know, we'll be a righteous constitutional group showing support for the right movement in this country. Because this kind of stuff, we can't have this. You know, we can't have politicians who act outside of their oaths of office and pass laws that are, you know, counter to our freedoms. I'm sorry. It's just wrongheaded. It's just wrong all across the board.
Well, I think, Lee, that you reflect the thinking of most normal people. You know, our government's gotten out of control. I'm going to get to that here later in the show. But it's like if you're a liberal, laws don't matter because your agenda is more important than law.
Right.
And now we have a whole bunch of people, our governor included, that don't believe in the law.
True.
They only believe in their political agendas, and that's not the way this country was founded, and that's not the way this country is going to continue to exist. If we just start arbitrarily deciding which laws we'll enforce and which ones we won't, You don't have a country. You don't have a society anymore because there's nothing you can take to the bank as to proper or improper behavior.
Sure. Well, let me just tell you, thank God for you and for your voice and your show. I wish it was longer at a better time and all that good stuff, and maybe enough people will bitch and moan and basically get on the radio station to move you around a little bit. But really, I thank God for you, man. I'm thankful that I found you. And, you know, just keep hammering away at this, and hopefully we can get something going in this state because realistically, there's too small a portion of the state that is mandating to the rest of us, and they're just wrong.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
Quick, can I add one thing? Okay.
Okay.
I asked Caddy about this. I couldn't get an answer. Last year, the Rose Parade was canceled because of them lunatic Antifa idiots wanted to beat up 25 Republicans who wanted to march in said parade.
Right.
And I heard nothing from any politician in this state about that at all. Good, well, bad, or indifferent. They just shut up. And I've contacted a number of these people, and they have said nothing.
No.
Now, I want to know what's being done about that this year. Are they canceling the parade again, or are we going to stand up to these lunatics and sit there and do the right thing?
Oh, no, we're going to cave in on everything. We're going to screw the vast majority of the people because some small minority of whack jobs are offended.
Thank you.
And that's basically what it comes down to. Now, as far as getting the word out, I'm just one guy. I talk on the radio.
I know that.
And basically, if we're going to be effective, if we're really going to take America back and turn it back into what it was originally intended to be, or as Trump says, make America great again, everybody that hears me, if you agree with me, you need to go out and you need to talk to everybody you know. Talk to the people you talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, talk to the folks you work with, talk to the people at church, talk to the people you recreate with. Get the word out. I can start it, but I can't do it all because I can't reach everybody. But if everybody listening to me just talks to the people they know, it won't be long before the word's out and more people will be advised as what's really going on instead of buried under this deluge of propaganda that we're fed every day by the media.
Amen. Yeah, so, well, thank you for that. You're right on the mark, okay? And I try to do that. I irritate a lot of people, believe me.
Well, that's good. If they're irritated, that means you're getting through to them.
Absolutely. Anyway, keep on keeping on, gentlemen. Like I said, I really appreciate you. And have a great week, okay?
Okay, thank you, Lee. I appreciate the call. And with that, we do need to take another break here. And again, if you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call, 541-267-2124, and we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. What's one of the first things that needs replacing on your car? The windshield wiper blades, and not usually from wear, but from deterioration because of the elements and the environment. Sun, even chemicals in the air and water can deteriorate wiper blades. Now is the time to replace streaking, chattering wiper blades. It's important to see clearly when it is wet out to keep you and your family safe and avoid accidents.
Go to Tom's Bulldog Automotive to have your wiper blades replaced today. They'll make sure your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have a special caller on the line. I have a candidate on the line, Joe Ray Perkins. Joe Ray is running for U.S. House of Representatives, 4th District, so she'd be running against little Peter DeFazio. Joe Ray, are you with us?
I am with you.
Great. I guess you called in because you want to tell people you're running for election.
I am.
Okay.
I ran for election down here in the 4th Congressional District. Well, down there, too, because I'm up here. Sorry, I'm in Albany right now.
Oh, okay. But you've got three or four competitors on the Republican side for that nomination. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's five of us in the primary.
Right.
There's some things that set us apart. We've got a lot of similarities, and they're all great people. The four gentlemen that I'm running against, but I'm 100% confident that I am the candidate that can defeat and displace DeFazio.
Okay, and why do you believe that?
And why do I believe that? Well, I'm a let's get her done kind of person. For example, we're all, five of us, are pro-Second Amendment.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure that you are very well aware of the IP 43/44 ballot measures that certain people are trying to get on the ballot to squelch your gun rights. So I went to a meeting a few weeks ago, about a month ago now, and then was online on Facebook and watching everybody complaining, lack of action, what are we going to do? And I said, what we need a counterattack bill that says, and I start laying it out,
really?
A better bill that's going to stop people from being able to take our gun rights.
Have you looked at our county preservation ordinance here in Coos County?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've seen that. This is going to be a statewide initiative. It's going to be for 2020. It takes at the minimum 49 days to get a petition all the way through to where you can start doing your
right.
signature gathering.
Especially
so
a statewide.
Yeah. Huh?
Especially a statewide, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it takes a long time. And so I sent this off to a trusted friend. He's brought in an attorney. They're fine-tuning it. And so we're going to be launching that here in the very near future. And it's going, if it is anything close to what I typed up, it's going to be phenomenal. And they're not going to be able to take anything away.
Good. When you
and I'm tired of the gun grab, so I'm a person of action. It's like, this needs to be done. Let's stop. Everybody's going, we got to raise money to fight it.
Let's fight it
at the ballot box.
Yes, yes. While I've got you on the phone, I'll just ask you some of the questions I've asked of the other candidates.
Okay.
Where are you at on the illegal immigration thing? You know, we are a de facto sanctuary state.
We are. And I was at a gun show this weekend and got a whole bunch of signature sheets. In fact, I think I put five of them in the mail today.
Oh,
five
great.
Or six signature sheets on IP-22 to change Oregon from being a sanctuary state, so we can get that on this November ballot.
Great.
On my website, PerkinsForUSRep.com, people can read on the issues page what I've written and my idea of how to work through the problem with the people, the ones that are already adults here.
Right.
So I don't want to take a whole lot of time to go into it. But they came here as children. You cannot hold them legally responsible for the illegal acts of their parents. But I've lined out a step-by-step way that I think it'll work. I don't know anybody that's anti-immigrant. And I understand that people are trying to better their lives. And I would never, ever hold that against anybody because that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
But we got to do it the right way, come through the front door. And if we have to send you out the front door and have you come back in through the front door by meeting some criteria, then that's what we should do.
Well,
as long as they're not criminals.
Yeah, you said something there on the DACA, the ones that are brought here as children. Now, I would agree with you to a point on that. You know, the children are not responsible for what their parents did. However, after saying that, I don't believe that they should be given any preferential treatment like in-state tuition, all the freebies that the rest of us have to work for. Why are we giving stuff? Why are we giving taxpayer-funded stuff to people that are here illegally, even if they're not here of their own volition? Why are we giving them special treatment, giving them taxpayer dollars?
I don't have a clue on that, and I would really like to know that information. And in my plan, what I said is after we pass the bill that I'm proposing, once I'm in Congress, they would have, I think I put 60, but I would probably say 90 days once we got it all done, days to declare that they will indeed become U.S. citizens.
Right.
They will have 6 years to get it done.
Right.
During that six-year time frame, they cannot get any federal assistance, none, zero, not a zilch.
Perfect.
Okay? No food stamps, no HUD, no Pell Grants. I'm sorry. You don't get any of that stuff. And if you had children, if your husband, and some people aren't going to understand this, and we don't have time to go into it, but let me back up. It does not give them automatic citizenship.
Right.
You're not a citizen. They don't get automatic citizenship. Now, if the people in the states or a private organization wants to give them some benefits to help them through with tuition, et cetera, you know, so that they don't become lops on the system, you know, and
right.
Street, I should say. That's a state-by-state issue. But from the federal level, no.
I agree with that.
You have to earn it. And by the way, if you're a criminal outside of being here illegally, but if you've got, and not traffic tickets, but, you know, we're talking crime.
Right.
Then, no, you don't get to become a U.S. citizen.
Okay. Another question. It seems like a lot of Republican candidates, they kind of divide into two groups. You've got one group that is pretty much establishment Republicans, which in my mind, I can't tell the difference between them and most Democrats. And then you've got the other group that are supporting Donald Trump and Donald Trump's policies. Where would you fall in that?
Well, I'm going to say that Donald Trump supports my policies.
Okay.
You're going, what? How'd that happen? Okay, so I've started started this journey in 2000, officially in 2013, when I ran for the U.S. Senate.
Okay.
And so so going back to 2013 in my campaign brochure, I had all these issues lined out. Well, July of 2016, when Donald Trump was doing his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention, I looked at my husband and said, who gave Donald Trump my campaign brochure?
Maybe you should sue him for plagiarism.
Anyway, so that's why I said that. Do I agree with him 100% of the time? No, I don't agree with my husband 100% of the time, and we just celebrated 40 years of marriage.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, we're going to have disagreements, but...
40 years? Congratulations there, Jerry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I think what's going to happen, this is personal opinion based on observation and years of observation. I think we're going to see a red wave wash across America in spite of the propaganda we get from most of the media and Hollywood and academia and all the other likely offenders out there. And I think the people that are supporting, not necessarily Trump personally, but supporting Trump's policies, I think they're probably going to do fairly well. We've already seen what the Democrat policies do. I remember Barack Hussein Obama standing up telling us that his crappy economy was a new norm. And, well, Trump just proved that that wasn't true, and... I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other stuff as we go along that's going to be proven untrue as well. So I think you're on the right track.
Thank you. I have to agree with that. And that brings me back to, let's talk about the person that is going to join the retirement ranks.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I guarantee you I'm the person that can defeat him.
Good.
I'm for term limits. And that's one of my proposals that I will write up 12 years maximum between the House and the Senate.
Can you make that retroactive and eliminate everything except DeFazio's first two terms?
Oh, God, I wish I could.
You know,
wouldn't that be nice?
You know, in his first two terms, he actually represented the people. And then beginning sometime in the third term, he forgot who brung him to the dance. And
either that or he finally realized that he really is a globalist. And
well, he's been an inveterate liar for as long as I've known him.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many minutes of airtime and how many column inches of space I have had to use over the years to correct the lies that he's told. And
wow.
Well, he's an inveterate liar. And this is...
Yeah,
you know, and I've told him this to his face. I don't say things behind people's back. I've told him this to his face. He's a lying little twit. And that's his good points, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, he's such a chameleon. I've seen him talking in Corvallis and watching him play to the crowd. And I've seen him in Albany and in other... the more conservative areas of the district, playing to those crowds, and he's such a chameleon.
But
and a
you
man
know,
who touts helping veterans and working for the timber, when I'm sorry, but no, you're not.
No, he has.
You're helping
maybe
one tree at a time getting cut down and one veteran at a time getting helped. Get out of the way and let people that have real solutions to work.
Well, and all of his talk about the timber and fishing, see... DeFazio has a well-established modus operandi. He comes here and he tells the people what he thinks they want to hear, and then he goes back to Washington, D.C., and in many instances does just exactly the opposite. A prime example of that, he comes here and he laments the demise of our timber and fishing industries, And yet, if you look at his voting record, he's the one that voted for the laws that decimated those industries.
It's even worse than that. Look at the dredging for
our
ports. And every year he talks about, we're going to make that a secure lockbox. And every year they refuse to do it. And they keep taking more and more money out of it.
Well, he's supposed to be a senior member. How come he doesn't seem to have any leverage like other senior members? Could it be that the people back in Washington realize he's a disingenuous little twit?
I think they do.
Well, they must.
I think they do.
I heard a rumor, I can't verify it, but I heard a rumor that he's one of the most disliked representatives in Washington because he lies all the time. Nobody can depend on anything he says.
I have heard that he's very disliked back there also.
Yeah. So
I can tell you for sure on the natural.
No reason why, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, on the Natural Resources Committee that he used to be on.
Right.
That was the committee when we were doing the Bandon Marsh that instead of sending letters to Peter DeFazio, we sent it to the committee that he was on complaining about his actions. And let me tell you, that got him. Yeah. And so they got almost 10,000 letters. And so I forget the gentleman up in Alaska, Doc Holliday, I forget his name.
Yeah, I know who you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said, boy, we really laid into him. Why are all your constituents writing us letters complaining about your damn marsh? And all of a sudden he wanted to talk to us.
Yeah. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
isn't it amazing? Well, I'll tell you, here's a good thing about that.
Okay.
Is that when people take the time to write a letter to their legislator, if they're not paying attention, you're going to know about it. And when it's sent to the committee, it's like, oh, crumb, these people really are paying attention to what's going on. And so to me, I'm looking at it and going, this is a good thing because you can see the action or inaction of an elected official.
Right.
And when I'm there, I'm asking people, you know what, please hold my feet to the fire. I'm a constitutionalist, and here's my promise, because I know we're probably running low on time here, and I so appreciate you guys letting me call on and be on today.
Okay.
Here's my promise. Number one, my staff and I are going to read the bill before I vote on it.
Okay, good.
So 2,200-plus-page omnibus bill.
Right.
We would have been up all night reading it. I would have been having to pay some heavy duty overtime to
I don't know if anybody read it.
And until we got to a stopping point that if there was something in there unconstitutional, it has to be a no vote.
Right.
It has to be.
Right.
Because I'm a constitutionalist. So this is my thing. Number one, we're going to read the bill before we vote on it. If there's not time, it's an automatic no.
Okay.
Number two, has to be constitutional, clearly, plainly constitutional. Not we're going to try to really stretch to make it fit like a square peg in a round hole.
All right. Yeah, so that's what they do all the time. Okay.
And if it's not, it's a no vote. It has to, the budget bill is the exception because the budget bill covers multiple agencies.
Right. Yeah.
So otherwise, it's got to be single issue.
There's a lot of stuff in that budget bill that should make everybody just scream.
That shouldn't have been in there.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's why it would have been a no anyway, because it was unconstitutional item in there. That's one too many.
I agree.
And number three, it has to be socially and fiscally conservative. We've got to stop wasting the people's money.
I agree with that, too.
Government. In my background as a financial advisor, I showed people how to get out of debt. It is so easy to do.
Yeah. Pay your bills.
Pay your bills. Well, you know, if you have a cash flow, if you've got money coming in,
right,
you look for the leaks.
Yep, yep.
And you identify the leaks, and you go, okay, these are the leaks, cut the leaks out. So as I'm taking a look, and I'm looking at all the leaks and the things that the money's been spent on, like, oh, gosh, what was that figure? I don't remember if it was $1 million or $100,000 to study the mating habits of Japanese quail while they're on cocaine.
Oh, I know. There's a website that has all that ridiculous stuff on it. And some of the stuff that they spend taxpayer money on, you can't even come up with an expression. You just got to sit there and shake your head.
I was going to say, I think we did that experiment in the 80s, and I could have answered it if they called me, you know?
Yeah. But
yeah, it is so ridiculous. And so we've got to have people back there that are going to say, look, I'm not going to get bought off, and I know I'm not.
Right.
And people can call me and ask me how I know, because I used to be a financial planner, and they could never buy me off to sell their products if it wasn't. I didn't care what the commission was. It made no difference to me if it was more money. If their product was inferior, sorry.
Yeah.
The product's inferior to everything else I'm using for my clients. I can't do business with you. I don't care if the money's more in my pocket.
Well, that's
it
just
matter to me.
Yeah, it's just common sense.
And it's common sense, but there's a lot of advisors that would get bought off because they're looking in their at their paycheck,
well,
and that was never me.
The problem is the common sense isn't that common anymore. I appreciate the call here, Joe Ray, but I am way over time, and I got to take a break.
I know you're way over time.
But,
take a break. It's PerkinsForUSRep.com.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great afternoon.
You too. And with that, we're going to take a break, but I'm going to give something away. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart and one in Reedsport. And they're offering as a symbol of appreciation to people. They've authorized me to give out some freebies. So what I have in my hot little hand is I've got a card for one free small McCafre beverage, one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, one free dessert of your choice, one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice, as well as a page of coupons that cover a multitude of products. And it's basically buy one, get one free. And I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you can win all these valuable freebies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry, because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Bass and Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our brand new Bass and Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. Remember folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 6 a.m.
Looking for electronics or musical instruments? Do you like jewelry? Are you looking for a newer used firearm? How about tools? Or maybe you could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, buys and sells firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. At World Pawn Exchange, you'll find more than you can possibly imagine. World Pawn Exchange, 1980 Sherman Avenue in North Bend.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We've only got a couple minutes here till the top of the hour, but I wanted to comment on some of our local candidates again, some of the boneheaded things they're talking about out there. And when she was on this show here a few weeks ago, Katie Eyman had this brilliant idea that she wanted to use vacant jail beds to house homeless. I never heard anything so boneheaded. How in the hell can you commingle homeless people with people that are either criminals or have been arrested and face allegations of criminal conduct? How can a jail run in a situation like that?
I like that. You lose your house, you lose your job, you end up on the streets, and then they're going to give you a nice little housing next to a murderer or a rapist. That's nice. Thanks.
Yeah. And, you know, we got two candidates, basically Katie Eyman and I went brain dead. Who's the other lady there?
Natalie Ranker.
Yeah, Natalie Ranker.
Boy, I went brain dead on
I
that
did,
one.
Yeah, I did too. Natalie's a nice lady, by the way. I wish her no ill will. But Both of them have jumped on the bandwagon for, you know, let's stop LNG. Now, right. They don't say it in so many words, but that's what it amounts to.
And you know, that's just, yeah, that's another thing
now,
I have no control over.
Here's the thing. Is it the job of politicians to dictate to private business what they may or may not do?
Right.
Is it even the job of the community to dictate to private business? And I'm gonna give you an analogy. Let's say that you own property and you want to build a house on it, but your neighbors don't want you to build the house. You own it, you pay the taxes on it. Shouldn't you have the right to utilize your property as you see fit without a bunch of busybodies trying to restrict what you may or may not do?
And that happens in Bandon all the time.
Oh, I know. Well, they've got a thing going now over somebody wanting to build a house that's too tall.
Right.
You know, like it's any of their damn business.
And right.
That's a double standard. The city of Bandon thought it was okay when they built Heritage Place to break the rules. But, oh, my God. Nobody, you know, we're going to give people a license to break the rules if we agree with it. That's what it comes down to. Think very carefully who you vote for, folks. But we are at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors. We're going to get some propaganda from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Uh-huh. Now they call it whitefish with polenta blanca, and it's $14 to the tourist.
Half the size, too, right?
I say if you want to have this challenge, it's kind of like when we move forward and put the Band in Marsh initiative on the ballot. We won that with over 80% of the vote. That sent a very clear message to Fish and Wildlife that they had no foundation here.
But obviously it didn't send a message to Don Sweet because he doesn't give a rat's behind what the people think.
You know why John Sweet has such an anger at me and Rob Taylor? Because when we put that committee together, I had a very wise friend of mine who is a retired federal judge, and she advised me to not let any politicians on it because it would hurt us. And
right.
I took her advice, and every politician in the county came to us and wanted to help us, and they were good people, and we said no to all of them because that was our policy.
Yep.
And John Sweet's the only one that threatened us when he left.
Right.
He came to my house. He openly said he wanted to be a part of it, and we explained to him kindly and openly that this was our policy with everybody. He was a vindictive little guy, and he didn't like it because somebody said no to John Sweet.
Well, he's an arrogant piece of crap is what he is.
Well, John Sweet's the kind of guy that'll walk up when I'm talking to people and make a rude remark and then run away.
Yeah.
I have no respect for Mr. Sweet.
He's a lying piece of crap.
And I'm glad you brought up what you just said because John did try to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Don,
let's understand
Don,
something.
Don,
everything we did,
Don.
we had a commissioner, and here's what's funny about it. Cam Perry was a great guy. He did nothing but positive things for our county. And Cam Perry came to us and said, look, I've worked with the Fish and Wildlife, Don. You're completely wrong about them. They're great guys. I did a project with them in California. And I said to Cam, if you can settle this, let's settle this right now. And Cam said, I will. And then Cam went to him, and I don't know what they said to him, but he was so angry, he was spitting nails when
Don.
He came back.
Don,
Cam
Don,
Perry that wrote that,
Don,
that article or that reference.
He won't listen. When I want to speak, I speak. This is my show. When you filibuster me, you get cut off.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
bye.
You're going in an area that is not appropriate for this particular show, and I've already given you more time than I should have.
Cut me off. Go ahead. I'll catch you later. You did the right thing. Bye.
Okay, thanks, Don. Okay, yeah, I can't do this and still run a show. I can't let callers go off on a tangent and get clear away from what I want to talk about. So, anyway, We're right up to a break, and let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come out of the break, we got another caller holding, and we'll take it from there.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. Sometimes deer like to jaywalk, or even once in a while a basketball forgets to look both ways before bouncing across the street. When those moments happen, be ready for the stop with the Michelin Premier All-Season Tire, a tire design with more performance in mind. Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We're going to continue with the phones here. We've got a gentleman on the phone, Roger from Empire. Roger, yeah. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, as you guys are probably aware, they've turned a lot of this town into a homeless drug rehab center.
Oh, of course. And they want to use taxpayer dollars for it.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, I live a block and a half from where they're proposing to open up a drug rehab center. So now we have the Devereaux Center, which has brought in lots of riffraff.
Right.
And the city is supposedly going to move the library up here on Ocean next to Verger's.
Right.
So if they bring in this drug rehab center, it's just going to completely destroy this part of town. And it's sad because Empire is one of the older towns on the Oregon coast, and it's got a lot of history, and now it's just become a joke.
Wow.
So there is a town hall meeting tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the city hall, and so I'm trying to get as many people to show up and voice their opposition to it as possible.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's a good thing. We need to get the people there. See, this is one of the problems we have, Roger, is anytime there's a controversial issue like this, All of the people that support the nonsense will show up, and the normal people don't. And we've got to change that. Normal people have got to start coming to meetings and having their voice heard. Because as long as we don't show up, we're just basically conceding to the other side.
You know, at this point, the way that Coos Bay's leaders treat Empire, it's
right.
Almost like Empire should just succeed from the city of Coos
Bay.
Yeah,
it's a poor stepchild.
Yeah, it's a poor stepchild, and you're getting abused by the city leaders who want to put all the derelicts of society in your neighborhood so they're not in the downtown area of Coos Bay.
Right.
Yeah. Which is amazing, the logic, because for the tourists to get down to the beaches, they have to drive through Empire.
Right. Now, are you by chance a business owner in Empire?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I will literally be about a block and a half. The proposed rehab center is in that old motel as you turn right onto Arago Highway.
Right, yeah.
That has a little restaurant in front.
Right.
So that's a block from the bank. I just went over and talked to them at the Cranberry business, and they're going to show up tomorrow. Like you said, the problem, though, a lot of people don't like this stuff, but they're so apathetic that they don't care.
Yeah, and that's a problem. You know, the thing about a representative republic is it's a participation thing. You can't just sit on the sidelines and expect other people to do everything for you. You've got to take an active role in what direction you want to see things go. And that's where normal people have been a bit remiss in the past, is we've been so busy, you know, working our jobs, paying our bills, supporting our families, and paying our taxes, that we've let all these lowlifes that don't work, that sponge off the government, have all the voice. And we've got to stop that.
Well, it's turned into a trickle-down. We have that genius, Kate Brown, who's turned Portland into Chicago and into California. So because of the homeless thing, I heard, and I guess it's the truth, that Oregon's number three as far as homelessness in the country.
Well, yeah, I read something about that here the other day. So, yeah, I that sounds correct. I'm not going to attest to it, but it sounds right.
And, of course, when it gets so bad up at Portland, they stick them on buses and ship them to Eugene, and then from Eugene they ship them down here.
That's right, and I have actually seen them come off the buses, so I know that that is factual. So basically what's happening, all the areas that are controlled by knuckle-dragging liberals, they create the problem, and then they send the problem to other places because they can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the sad thing, too, is people seem to think that you can call police and they're going to do something. I know for a fact, because I went over today and got someone to look it up off the internet and print it out, so when I go to the meeting tomorrow, the police themselves told the lady that runs the Devereaux Center at one point, don't keep calling us, there's nothing we could do.
No, unless they're breaking the law.
I have a friend that works as a security guard, and he tells the police, we've trespassed this person numerous times, and the police say, well, there's nothing we could do.
No.
So to bring in something like a drug rehab center, and then people are going to be so stupid and naive to think that they're going to be able to control it is completely missing the point.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other part that occurred to me when I heard where they're going to build it, what are these people going to do for transportation? Are the taxpayers going to support that, too?
Well, they'll probably just wander back and forth up down like Newmark and Ocean and stagger out in the road and cause wrecks, since they don't enforce the jaywalking anymore either.
Yeah, I know. They don't enforce a lot of stuff.
Well, okay. I think that's their whole plan, is if they just decriminalize everything, then they don't have to enforce any laws.
Well, good. Let's decriminalize the beating of liberals.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
I like that.
Yeah, that works for me.
You know, let's decriminalize it. If you see a liberal shooting off his mouth and saying stupid stuff, you should be able to go up and kick the crap out of him with impunity. I like that.
But anyway, there will be a meeting down there, and whether or not they allow anyone to speak, that's another story. But I've got all my information and my numbers. And, of course, it's hard to get real statistics on this stuff because they control it and they don't want people to know.
Exactly. Well, I'm short on time. Tell the people again where and when this meeting is.
The meeting, from what I understand, the flyer I got, will be at City Hall, that's in Coos Bay,
right,
where the police station is, at 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay, very good. Very good.
The more people we can get to show up, the better, although I'm not going to hold my breath because a lot of people don't care. But
yeah, well, the people that care are the business owners. They're the ones that really take it in the shorts. But I thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah, you know, this homeless is getting out of hand. And, you know, in all honesty, I don't have any answers for it, not good ones. I can come up with temporary answers, but not long-term. I think the only true resolution for the homeless is help the people that want to help themselves, and the ones that want to continue to do drugs and alcohol and engage in improper behavior, screw them. Tell them they're on their own, you know.
Right.
You know, grow up or die. Why should we support people that continuously throw it back in our face by continuing their bad habits? That's
right.
Stupid.
Right.
We do have another caller. We have Lynn from Coos Bay. Lynn,
hey,
welcome.
Jim and Rob, I just want to throw this out there real quick.
Okay.
I haven't heard anybody talk on the vote. Gorsuch broke the deal on the illegal immigration evictions.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure I know anything about it either.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I'm real hesitant to talk about anything on the air that I haven't had time to research.
Absolutely.
Right.
Because I don't want to end up with foot and mouth disease.
Right. Nobody's talking about it, so that's why I wanted to know.
Okay. Well, I'll look into it and see what I can find out, okay?
You guys have a good one. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
I'll tell you what. Let's beat the system here. I'm a kind of a stopping point, so let's take a break right now. And when we come back out of the break, I want to talk about the Democrat Party platform that they're going to be running on next week and again in November. I think people will be surprised at what's being advocated. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for electronics or musical instruments? Do you like jewelry? Are you looking for a newer used firearm? How about tools? Or maybe you could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, buys and sells firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. At World Pawn Exchange, you'll find more than you can possibly imagine. World Pawn Exchange, 1980 Sherman Avenue in North Bend.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct. Giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, I talk to a lot of people every day, just in the course of being out and about and doing business. And there's a lot of people here that are very concerned about the direction that the media and academia and Hollywood and the liberal politicians are trying to take this country. They're concerned that our constitutionally guaranteed rights are being eroded and in some cases completely eliminated in pursuit of some sort of socialist utopia that has never existed and cannot possibly exist in the real world. And because of that, I decided to do a bit of research. Now, the notes that I have in front of me right now are a compilation of about 3 weeks of keeping track of things. And basically what it is, it's the Democrat platform, according to the candidates in the media, academia, and Hollywood. This is what the Democrats are going to run on this year.
And you picked a good time to do it because this is they're talking more crazy right now because of the election than ever before.
Yeah. Now, historically, both sides of the political spectrum in America have supported the rule of law and the Constitution. Additionally, other than the Democrats' longstanding racist oppression of black people, the positions held by both sides were generally differences that the people of goodwill could hold. For example, good people can disagree on just what the tax rate should be. There's a lot of things that good people can agree on. But that's all changed. And the change has accelerated rapidly in the last 8 years under Barack Hussein Obama. The left in America has openly rejected the rule of law and have even denied that Americans they disagree with should have any constitutional rights. You know, they want to be in control. Screw that Constitution because it prevents them from being in control. The political fight in America is no longer among people of goodwill, but between social justice supporting liberals and normal people. Now, most of the people that vote for the Democrats have no idea what the left actually stands for due to the actions of the media who hide the truth from them. You know, the sad part is that the liberal agenda, once people fully understand it, they don't want any part of it, so they have to use lies and obfuscation and red herrings to get their agendas through. So I put together some of the evils that have been perpetrated or supported by large numbers of leftists and the platform that's being promoted by the Democrat candidates across the country. Now, this is a result of 3 or 4 weeks. Every time I heard a liberal out there shooting off his mouth, I made notes of it. And I compiled these notes. And
you must have a book over there.
Well, I had to limit it so it didn't drive everybody nuts with boredom. But I picked out what I thought were the most salient ones. Now, these are things. This isn't coming from me. This is stuff that candidates and Democrat leadership have stated publicly. Okay? Number one. If Democrats are elected, they want to impeach Donald Trump. Never mind that they have no proof that he broke any laws. They just want to impeach him because they don't like him.
I guess anytime a Republican president is elected now, we just have an election for a special counsel to go with him. That's
what we'll might do. As well. They want to repeal the Trump tax cuts. And in addition to repealing the tax cuts, they want to raise taxes on the so-called rich. Does that make any sense? We've got a roaring economy, and they want to burst the bubble. They want open borders. They want to stop drilling for oil. They want to ban coal. They want to impose carbon taxes on businesses. They want to restrict all industrial development due to the scam of man-made global warming. Now, remember, this isn't coming from me, folks. This is coming from the Democrats. They want to eliminate the Electoral College, lower the voting age to 16, and allow illegal aliens and criminals in prison to vote.
They won't give them a gun, but they want to lower the age to 16.
Right. They support killing the unborn who can feel pain by literally cutting them to pieces, but they demand prison time for somebody that mistreats animals. Can you figure that one out?
Yeah, and they want a lawyer for the animal as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, they even tried to, there's a court case that was thrown out here not too long ago where they wanted to declare that apes had all the same rights as human beings, and the court thankfully, threw it out as being stupid. They want to kill unborn babies that have Down syndrome. They want to kill the elderly who are no longer a benefit to society in the minds of leftists.
Uh-oh, you'll fit in that category there.
Probably. They deny the settled science that human life begins at conception. They don't care that black and Hispanic women are three times as likely to abort as white women. They promote the idea that all white people are guilty of systemic racism and should apologize for being white and give up their constitutionally guaranteed rights as reparations. They want to take money from people who've never owned slaves and give it to people who never were slaves. This is their platform. This is what they're running on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were reviewing Obama's last presidency.
No. This is what the Democrats are running on. They don't care that their fake climate crisis is going to drive up energy costs and hurt the poor, who are disproportionately people of color. They declare that giving inner-city black parents the choice of sending their kids to a school where they'll actually get a good education is racist. It's racist to want to send black kids to good schools.
Hmm.
You know, let's keep the black people uneducated and on the Democrat plantation. That's why Kanye West is in such deep duty right now with libs, because he stated the obvious.
Did you see they got him in whiteface now?
Yeah, I saw that. And, you know, they don't care that thousands of blacks are shot each year in Democrat-run cities. Chicago, just last weekend, 79 shootings in Chicago.
Yeah.
In one weekend.
And it's not even summer yet, because you know it's going to get worse as the summer goes along.
And then they deny the witness reports by black crime victims that show that blacks are more likely to commit crimes, though most blacks are law-abiding and demand that blacks be incarcerated at the same rate as all other groups, ensuring that blacks continue to suffer from black-on-black crime. So it's blacks that are committing crime against other black people, and it's a Democrat Party that's enabling them. Go figure. They refuse to accept any election result that doesn't favor them.
Right.
I mean, look at Hillary. I lost track. It was well over 150 excuses she's given on why she lost the election.
She had to write an entire book of excuses. So many.
Yeah. Now, these Democrats, they approve of Hillary colluding with Russia to get fake news on Trump and use that fake news during the election campaign, but they have a fit over Donald Trump, who has not broken any laws. They believe that illegals should be counted along with Americans when apportioning House seats.
Right.
They want illegals counted in the census.
Yeah, and with 11 million people, that's going to throw off a lot of counties.
Oh, yeah. Now, they can't win elections among normal people, so they import immigrants and illegal aliens who will vote for them. Look at California. California even has an illegal alien holding public office.
Oh, I can't believe that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. They want to give convicted child molesters, murderers, rapists, and major drug dealers the right to vote in hopes that they'll vote Democrat. And they work hard to keep the folks in the military from voting.
Right. They keep the military from voting.
Yeah, they do everything they can to discredit absentee ballots from active military. They support policies that increase people's dependence on government in order to get more votes, even though that subjects people to miserable lives.
That's government sustainability
they don't care.
There.
Yeah. They believe they should be able to use the full power of government to spy on their political opponents. We're going through that right now.
I was
going to
say Donald Trump's been spied on. In fact, there's two or three groups who are still in that lawsuit with the IRS spied on them here in Oregon.
That's right. Under Obama. They believe that the judiciary can make up laws, and they reject the idea of separation of powers by endorsing their so-called resistance movement in the judiciary. They believe that our rights flow from government, And the government can change those rights whenever it sees fit.
Well, that's what they teach in the government schools.
Yeah, I know, but they totally ignore the Declaration of Independence that specifically state these are unalienable rights granted by our Creator, not by government. And then they try to rewrite history to conform to their liberal agendas. That's why our kids don't know squat. There was a survey done a couple weeks ago. 72% of millennials are people born between 2000 and 2010.
Mm-hmm.
72% of millennials didn't even know what Auschwitz was.
You know, that was a movie we had to watch
in
high school at some point in time.
But didn't know because our government schools don't teach anything.
Man, that's an important movie. That's documented.
But they don't
genocide.
Teach it.
Man, that is just sad.
They don't teach
it. I know.
It.
That's just pathetic.
And they're perpetually offended by normal people that live their lives, support their families, pay their taxes, and believe in individual freedom. And liberals find that offensive. They want to place people into groups rather than view people as unique individuals with individual likes, dislikes, and individual beliefs. Again, we're back to Kanye West. Kanye West wants to think for himself, and oh my God, he's a black man. He's not allowed to do that.
And remember, I thought that's what Martin Luther King was fighting for during the civil rights movement, for them to be able to express themselves in any way they felt a need to do so.
Well, they've corrupted Dr. King's message to the point that it's hardly recognizable.
Yeah.
They support discrimination against whites based on their race, so long as leftist kids aren't discriminated against.
Right.
You know, oh my God, my kids are white. I'm a lefty communist knuckle dragging Democrat. My kids are white, and you don't have the right to criticize them. But all these other normal people out there, oh, you can criticize their kids.
Right.
That's what they're telling you. They reject equality of opportunity and instead embrace equality of result, which cannot possibly work.
Yeah, because then otherwise I want to have Conway's money, right?
Yeah. And they think it's fine for politicians to decide not to enforce the laws that they don't like, as long as leftists don't like those laws. But they'd throw a fit if we ignored a Supreme Court ruling that says, of course, that you can't do something that they want to do.
It's like the immigration law. The state law has almost the same wording as the Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance, but ours is unjustifiable, but theirs is okay.
Yeah, and look at the states that are sanctuary states. We got sanctuary counties, sanctuary cities,
right.
which I find amusing because Illinois now has sanctuary counties and sanctuary cities for gun owners.
Right.
And the libs are whining, oh my God, you're breaking the law, you can't do that, while at the same time, they're actually encouraging breaking the immigration laws.
Right, right.
Yeah. They believe that if the president's a leftist, he can ignore the Constitution, but if he's a conservative, he can be prevented from doing anything leftist judges don't personally like.
Right.
They believe that the Constitution is whatever they want it to be, and they directly reject the idea that it should be interpreted in light of the intent of those that wrote and ratified it.
You know, I think they saw too many of those movies where you have to have a spy ring to read it, and you really don't, guys. It says what it says.
Well, they need it because they're educated in the public schools and they can't read anyway, so maybe that's the problem.
Well, they don't teach cursive, and there's a real problem because all of our original documents are written in cursive.
Did you see that in England, they're putting digital clocks in the schools now because the little snowflakes are having trouble telling time with analog clocks? You know, that's coming to America, folks. Now, the Democrats also believe that the press should be a propaganda machine that ignores stories that are bad for leftists and then make up fake news to endorse leftist views.
That's the MSN.
CNN, PMSNBC. Yeah. They believe that speech they don't like is not protected by the First Amendment, but that pornography is. Okay? Yeah. They believe that using violence to shut down free speech is perfectly fine so long as they disagree with the speech. And they support rioting in the streets to include destruction of property and personal injury to promote social justice and the liberal agenda. Just a couple weeks ago, Antifa demonstrated up in Portland. I don't know what the hell they were demonstrating against. I don't think they've figured out.
Life's too wonderful, I guess.
But they trashed 22 cop cars.
Oh, wow.
The local politicians stood around with their thumb in their butt and did nothing.
Wait a minute, Jim. When did this happen?
A couple weeks ago in
Portland.
I
didn't hear anything about this.
Well, the mainstream media didn't bother to cover it because they support this kind of activity.
Right. Well, they call it a protest. I call it vandalism.
I'd call it a riot.
Right.
And they're criminals. They should be put in jail. But I bet not a one of those protesters went up and offered to reimburse the taxpayers for the cop cars they destroyed.
Right. And could you imagine if that was an Oregon's Patriot group that was doing this?
Oh, my God. They'd be demanding everybody be drawn and quartered. They use the shooting of white kids by nutcases that their policies have left running free to attempt to disarm the people and repeal the Second Amendment while rejecting policies that would actually have a chance of saving lives.
Right.
You know, we don't want to save any lives. We just don't want people to be armed. And don't kid yourself, folks. It has nothing to do with crime. It has everything to do with the original intent of the Second Amendment to prevent government from getting out of control.
Well, it's hard to do a communist revolution when the people are armed.
Yeah. And, of course, they believe that unelected, unfireable bureaucrats should be able to run our lives, a la John Sweet, giving
right.
tax money to an unelected private corporation.
And by the way, on a note on that, he just said in a work session that they're getting ready to promote our finance director to county manager, and they were upset with her because she wasn't managing the money as well as they thought she should be. But they're going to be promoting her to county manager.
Now, wait a minute. The people voted not to have a county manager.
Well, John, don't
so
believe
So now we got John Sweet and Melissa Cribbins
right.
that are telling the voters, well, we don't care how you voted. We're going to do it anyway.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Pieces of crap. We do have a caller. We've got Haven from Bandon. Haven, welcome to the Jim Bye Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I was in Roseburg this weekend doing what I do.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting at the hotel watching the news, and they were showing a protest somewhere over something that Trump has done, who knows what.
Right.
But I think it pretty much established the mental capacity of most of the people protesting. We got to looking, and my wife was with me, and she says, did you just read that sign? I said, no. So we, watched the news again. And there was a gal in the background carrying a sign that said, brains, not bombs. However, brains was spelled B-R-I-A-N-S.
Oh, Brian's.
Brian's, right.
Yeah. So I don't know what the hell Brian did to offend anybody.
Well, she's pro-Irish. That's what it was.
Yeah, that must be it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, no, nobody ever said that these people were smart.
Yeah.
I've noticed that, Haven. A lot of these demonstrations, there's an awful lot of misspelled signs, and there's people out there carrying signs about things that they don't even know what they're doing. When you question them, they don't have a clue.
Yeah, well, I was so concerned about what it was, I couldn't tell you what exactly they were protesting. Probably the Koreans going to the peace table, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? They might have been protesting the sun coming up in the morning. You know, it's God's fault that they had to wake up.
And what a credible event that we're talking about Korea meeting with the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Name me another president ever. Without military force directly.
Exactly. Like
well, Nixon did go to China, so you do have that.
But I think Trump has now surpassed Nixon on foreign policy.
Well, China wasn't, China was looking to expand because they were running out of money as communists, so they need to find a big capitalist market. And of course, they had to turn to the biggest capitalist on the group, the Americans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I had a friend this weekend tell me how great things were in South Korea, because if you look at a satellite picture, it has daylight. I said, yeah, but neither one of them has food.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, Haven. I appreciate
it.
And we need to take a break here. We're going to give something away. This is from the Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. Located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101, open 7 days, or no, they're not.
6 days.
6 days a week now. They just changed their hours. They're closed Monday, so they're open Tuesday to Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. That's going to kind of screw you. You can't stop on the way home.
I can't stop there. I was going to stop by on Tuesday when I was in town last week and ask the owner, hey, you know, when are you going to be getting those Monday days back? Because my wife's missing that sesame seed chicken that she really loves.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Oh, well. Anyway, the nice thing about Lucky Star, you know, you can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver.
Which is good.
I avail myself of that service about twice a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what they're offering is their house special dinner, which includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. A lot of food. And we're going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3 and win this terrific meal at Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And we'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Hey, Oregon, it's Rob from Basin Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Basin Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
Yeah, I left my heart in Oregon.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I've been going through things, parts of the Democrat platform. Now, all this stuff I've mentioned, this isn't coming from me. This is stuff that Democrats have actually said, and it's from either candidates or from the Democrat leadership, okay? They believe that leftists like Comey, McCabe, Lynch, and Hillary are above the law. They've proven that. They believe that Trump is guilty until proven innocent, and Democrats are innocent after proven guilty.
Right.
Yeah, go figure on that one. They believe in denying men due process when they're accused of sexual harassment. You know, you're one of those evil males, so you're automatically guilty whether you've done anything or not.
Right.
They defended sexual harassment for decades before suddenly changing their minds. I remember Bill Clinton. They defended Bill Clinton.
I guess it was in style then. As long as it's in vogue, you can do it.
Oh, if it's in vogue. Okay, well. They believe that a woman can decide she was raped years after she said yes, even when she wasn't being threatened with violence.
That's amazing, because that puts a lot of men on notice.
Yeah. So anybody you had relationships with 20, 25 years ago, beware, you guys. They could float back up to the top. You know what floats to the top.
I never used my real
name. And come after you.
I never used my real name, Jim.
Oh, okay.
I used Jim. I was Jim Bice.
That's funny. I used to tell all the girls that my name was Rob Taylor.
Yeah, well, if you get some redheaded kids showing up on your doorstep.
They believe that exposing very young children to their perverse views on human sexuality should be mandated. In fact, there's a couple of schools now that are making LGBT courses mandatory.
Oh, heck, I'm just going to go get a boyfriend and call it quits, okay? That's just it, you know.
I'm going to marry my truck.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. They deny the settled science that there are two sexes and that gender is determined by one's DNA. They always talk about, oh, well, you evil conservatives, you deny science. Well, who's denying science? It's your DNA that determines your gender, not how you feel about yourself today.
Maybe they would have to admit maybe there's a God in that whole process there.
Yeah. They promote homosexuality and transgenderism as normal behavior and grant special protections for those. They say it's impossible that any male sex offender will say he feels he's really a woman in order to use the women's bathroom at a grade school.
Which is proven.
Well, we've had numerous instances which mainstream media tries to cover up, but hardly a day goes by, folks, that someplace in this country, some whack job pervert is busted for going into a lady's restroom claiming that well, today I identify as a woman.
Well, now that girls can join Boy Scouts, I imagine a 56-year-old man could identify as a 9-year-old girl and join Girl Scouts, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They believe that Trump's consensual sexual escapades disqualify him from being president, but Bill Clinton's non-consensual sexual harassment of women was irrelevant to his role as president. You know, we got this double standard. If Bill Clinton forces himself on a woman, that's okay. But if Donald Trump, long before he ever held public office, has consensual sex, well, that's somehow bad.
Yeah, and let's point out, Clinton was president at the time, and he had sex with an insubordinate. I mean, a subordinate.
Yeah, which is illegal under federal law.
Right.
Yeah. They demand that Christians go against their deeply held religious beliefs when those beliefs conflict with liberal ideology, while they simultaneously demand that leftists not have to go against their deeply held beliefs. And they constantly defend Islam and all the violence committed by radical Muslims while they condemn Christianity. When's the last time you heard of Christians cutting people's heads off?
I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
Yeah, they want to force Catholic nuns to cooperate on abortions and Catholic hospitals to commit abortions, but they demand that workplaces accommodate Muslim beliefs.
Duh.
They believe that illegals are entitled to the money of Americans, and not just for emergency life-saving care. They want taxpayer dollars for education, for general medical purposes, for housing, basically they want to give them a full ride on your dime.
And a sex change to boot.
Yeah. And they rant about how enforcing immigration laws breaks up families, which it doesn't. But they don't care that no-fault divorce laws, which most of them backed, do in fact lead to more family breakups. They believe it's philanthropy to force others to give their money to the charities that leftists endorse. So they want to coerce you into supporting what they support, whether you agree with it or not. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
They believe that our money is their money and that they have the right to tax us as much as they want in order to further their agendas. And they believe that coddling regimes like those in North Korea and Iran will actually work, even though the past 5 presidents failed with that agenda. They care more about the Delta smelt than the livelihoods of millions of Californians. We went through that a couple years ago. They ignore victims and constantly work to ensure that criminals are harder to convict and serve shorter sentences. And, of course, they hate the police. They hate the police. That's the Democrat Party, folks. Anyway, we're out of time this week. I can't believe how fast this 2 hours goes.
Incredible.
Yeah. I will be back next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.